10:46 here on WGN. Kind of got a casserole of conversations going with a lot of different topics people texting in about. Let us know how your holidays were, 312-981-7200, or if you spend a lot of it at the airport, you are not alone, especially in the days after the holiday. Really quickly, Steve Alexander, I don't know if you're with us right now or preparing for the next report, but
I'm here.
Yeah, 847 says, I got a unique gift for Christmas called the Bev Ledge. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. It's a cup and item holder that sits in an airplane window to keep all your things off the tray table. It's a neat device. Actually seen them on a couple flights, wondered what they were. Apparently they're becoming more common. The Bev Ledge.
I wonder how the airlines feel about that.
Well, if only I had someone to ask about that, Steve Alexander. Nice segue for me into Peter Greenberg. Of course, Eye on Travel. Peter, thanks for hopping on what's, I imagine, a busy day for you, keeping your eyes on, well, the ground more than the skies. Peter, thanks for hopping on.
You got it. And it is a busy day as the mess continues.
Yeah. Have you heard of this Bev Ledge, by the way?
I have, and there's nothing wrong with it. Keep in mind, though, that that doesn't mean you can put your beverage in there during takeoff and landing.
Right, right, exactly. So make sure you follow all the rules and regulation with what they're telling you to do. And I imagine, yeah, take that whole thing off for landing. Okay, Southwest Airlines, we sort of have dived in a little bit about why Southwest is more vulnerable, perhaps, than other airlines, why they're making up the vast majority of the cancellations. Peter, what's your take on why Southwest is bearing the brunt of this?
Well, it's not just the weather, although the weather did play a big part. It's the system that Southwest uses to communicate not just to passengers, but to their own flight crews. It's antiquated, it's old technology, and anytime you have a system problem where an airline has to shut down operations for, let's say, 12 hours, it's going to take them 36 hours for every 12 hours they're down, which is one of the reasons why Southwest is telling all the people who are stranded today they may not be able to rebook them until Saturday or Sunday. That's a big problem where if you don't know where your flight crews are, and your flight crews can't communicate to you, and you don't even know where your planes are, how do you unite your flight crews and your planes so they can operate? So was there a weather problem? You bet. Is it only the weather? It's not. And that's one of the reasons why the U.S. Department of Transportation made the announcement late last night, earlier this morning, that they found this unacceptable in terms of customer service. The question is, how do you define weather to get anybody off the hook?
If you were to have had a Southwest flight, let's say, you see all the nonsense that's happening, you decide, I'm just going to book another flight on another airline, can you fight to get that money back from Southwest, or do you have to go through Southwest and have them partner with another airline or something? Is there a way to do it? But you can't even get anyone on the phone right now.
Well, first of all, Southwest does not really have any interline agreements with other carriers, so they cannot endorse your Southwest ticket over to another carrier. Other airlines do have those interline agreements. You know, United does with a number of airlines. So does American, et cetera. But Southwest does not. So if you're not flying on that Southwest ticket, then you're not flying. You're not flying. So then what most people try to do, and this, by the way, is a rule, even when it's not that bad weather, if a flight cancels, is you go out and buy another ticket on another airline. Granted, it's a last-minute ticket, so it will be almost by definition more expensive. And then you'll get your money back as a full refund for what you paid for the Southwest ticket. Because let's not forget, under the U.S. Department of Transportation rules, which go back a long time, if an airline cancels a flight for any reason, you're entitled to a full refund back to your original form of purchase, even if you bought a so-called non-refundable ticket. Now, the airlines might want you to lead to a credit or a future flight credit or a voucher in their travel bank. That's not going to help a lot of people during holiday travel, where the only reason why they were traveling was to get to see family during a specific period of time.
I want to make sure I understand that. If a flight is canceled, you're entitled to a full refund, but I imagine that gets waived if they rebook you on another flight within their airline system?
No, it does not. Listen, anytime they rebook you, that means, by definition, they've canceled your first flight. Now, if they rebooked you on a flight that leaves 8 minutes later, take the flight. But if they've rebooked you on a flight that leaves 12 hours later and you lose the whole day and you can't make your connection and there's no point in going, guess what? You're entitled to that refund.
Okay. But if you take that flight that they give you, the one 8 minutes later, that's not a refund.
No, you're on the plane. They perform to the conditions of contract.
Yep. I got you. Okay, so if they get you to where you're going eventually, but know that if you're canceled, then their options are much later. Maybe cancellation and getting that full refund is an option for you. Are we at a time when people should really start considering, especially for short flights, not checking bags?
Oh, we've been at that time since 1953.
Okay.
Listen, my philosophy has always been there are two types of airline bags, carry-on and lost. I'll give you an example which had nothing to do with weather, but it happened this week as well. There was a British Airways flight going from London to Pittsburgh. The passengers were all boarded. Everything was buttoned up, ready to go. Captain comes on the PA and said, guys, let me tell you something. None of your bags have been loaded on the flight. So we're going to take a 90-minute hold because I want to make sure you're with your bags. 90 minutes later, plane pushes back from the gate, flies to Pittsburgh. And only when they landed in Pittsburgh did the captain make another admission. There were still no bags on the plane. But he had to fly it because if he hadn't left then, the entire crew would have been illegal in time and nobody would have gotten to Pittsburgh. So he made a choice. Do I want to take the people there or just stick them here in London and they're not going to go anywhere? Now, that's not a good thing to be happening in the year 2022.
Right. No, for sure. 630 texted earlier about a Southwest passenger trying to find their luggage. They were supposed to fly to Phoenix yesterday. They canceled last minute. They waited in line for a long time. They can't get anywhere now till January 2nd. But they say the airline refused to give them the luggage back and they'd send it to Phoenix without them. And people were texting in, how can the luggage go without the passenger? Does that happen where they get your bag on any old plane they can going to the same place, even if you're still stuck at the airport?
Do you remember, I'm going to ask this question, and by the way, it's a rhetorical question.
Okay.
Do you remember after 9/11 where bags had to be matched to passengers? And if you weren't on the plane with your bag, or if the bag was not on the plane with you, they took the bag off the plane.
Right.
Well, guess what? The airlines are forgetting that for the last 8 years. So the answer is, yeah, they can take your bags and fly them somewhere else with you not being there, and you don't even know it half the time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Do you recommend people, I know they do, some airlines do a better job. I was able to track my bag when I flew back from Europe or Mexico City. There's only two places I've gone in the last 3 years, but I do remember being able to like geolocate where my bag was. I think it was through United. I could see exactly where it was as it gets, you know, scanned on its journey. Do you recommend like one of those geolocating tags on your bag to at least give you some knowledge of where that thing is at all times?
I have to tell you, I'm now addicted to them. I was just recently flying from Saudi Arabia to Nice in France, and the airline lost my bags, my crew bags, my production assistance bags, and they kept on telling us they didn't know where they were. We had to tell them where they were because we were tracking them. And even when the bags got to Nice, they told us they didn't know where the bags were. We wouldn't get them for days. I sent my production assistant out to the airport because he was tracking it. He found all the bags. So the point is, you know what? If you can tell the airline where the bags are and they still don't want to listen to you, something's really messed up.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what's your diagnosis here for the next few days? If Southwest canceled you for a couple days, what, get that refund, try and find an alternate way to get there? Or, you know, any idea when this is going to alleviate itself?
It's more than just the refund at this point. The question is the definition of the word weather. Because if you're stranded under the DOT rules, if they can prove that it wasn't just weather, it was operational, under which the airline had control, then they got to put you up at a hotel, they got to feed you until they're ready to take you out again. And that's going to be the big argument now with the U.S. Department of Transportation as they dig deeper into what really happened with Southwest.
Yeah, because they can say that, I mean, is it considered weather-related if weather was the impetus to the disaster? But the weather, it's sunny outside here, right? Like, I think there's a lot of areas where the weather was bad, but it no longer is. Are they still able to hang their hat on that weather that it started 2 days ago?
Well, there's the pun. It's a gray area.
Huh. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. Peter Greenberg, as always, it's appreciate to chat with you, okay?
You got a man, and fly safely.
Yeah. If you can fly at all, of course, do it safely. That's Peter Greenberg, Ion Travel, which you can catch here on the weekends on WGN Radio. And I'm looking up the current schedule for this weekend because I'm doing Let's Get Legal on New Year's Eve from 3:30 to 5:30. And, yep, there's Peter Greenberg, Ion Travel at 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon.